Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Still more Fall Film Festival seasons coming at you in Toronto with the EU Film Fest, free films from each country of the European Union, plus Ukraine, and Ekran, meaning Screen, the Polish Film Festival. So much to see. But especially look out for Agnieszka Holland's biopic of Franz Kafka called Franz, playing at Ekran. But this week, I'm looking at three great new movies, one action and two dramas. There's an estranged family in Oslo, a fugitive on the run in a dystopian America, and a dysfunctional family in Taipei, Taiwan. Sentimental Value, co-written and directed by Joachim Trier. Nora Borg, played by Renata Reinsve, is a successful stage actress who lives in a grand old house in Oslo. It's been in her family for generations. It's where her grandmother killed herself and where she grew up with her sister Agnes, played by Inga Ibsdotter Lilias, and their mom. Their dad, Gustav, played by Stellan Skarsgård, disappeared after their divorce when she was still young. So they haven't heard much from him in decades. Until now, their mom just died and she and her sister have to deal with the house and go through all their family's possessions. That's the sentimental value of the title. And dad owns part of the house too. But he has a second reason for showing up. He wants to make a movie there to use the house as his set. He's a famous film director, but not in his prime anymore. He hasn't shot a movie in decades. And he wants Nora in the main role of what is likely his swan song. "You're the only one who can do it," he says. "Just read the script." But Nora refuses. Bad blood runs deep. So, partly to get the funding he needs to make the picture, Gustav casts a Hollywood actress to play the role that Nora turned down. Rachel Kemp, played by Elle Fanning, is a big name, and she's also a fan of Gustav's work. So, what will happen to the house? Will Gustav make his film, and will they ever be on speaking terms again? Sentimental Value is a dramatic comedy about a Norwegian family. It's full of clever asides and wide-ranging topics, but with a solid core at its center. What makes Trier such a good director is he creates believable characters in tough situations, but without losing his sense of humor. He constantly plays around with his audience in this movie as to what is real and what is artifice. For example, we see Nora having a deep emotional breakdown on a bed, and then we discover she's acting a role on a stage set. Lots of stuff like that. He also uses biting satire to get his points across, skewering the superficiality of both Hollywood and bourgeois Norwegian society. He also repeatedly casts from a company of actors in all his films. Elle Fanning and Swedish actor Stellan Skarsgård are new, but Renata Reinsve and Anders Danielsson Lie are familiar faces if you've ever seen Trier's movies. And if you haven't, you should. Sentimental Value is moving, funny, and just full of good stuff to think about. I really like this movie. The Running Man, co-written and directed by Edgar Wright and based on a story by Stephen King. It's some point in the not-so-distant future in a dystopian America. A few rich people live luxurious lives, but the rest eke out a precarious existence within the endless sprawl of urban slums. They're constantly surveilled by cameras, drones, and even DNA detectors, while a brutal paramilitary police force patrols the streets. What keeps the people satisfied? Watching reality shows and game shows broadcast by a single Big Brother-like monopoly network, which controls the government, big business, and media. Okay, Ben Richards, played by Glenn Powell, is a skilled laborer and union rep. He also has a volatile temper. He points out dangerous problems on the shop floor, which, in this world, gets you fired. So he's out of work. His wife depends on tips in a hostess bar, and their five-year-old daughter is dying of an ordinary flu because they can't afford basic medicine. So what to do? There's really only one choice left. Compete on The Running Man, a reality show where all the contestants try to survive for 30 days being hunted down by a gang of professional killers. The winner gets a huge cash prize, and the losers pay with their lives. Luckily, the show's producer, Dan Killian, played by Josh Brolin, takes a liking to Ben Richards. He's smart, strong, and most of all, angry, just what he wants. And the audience starts to like him and his messages of rebellion. Can Ben outsmart the powers that be and survive, or will the network crush him like and kill him like they did with every runner before him? The Running Man is a nonstop action movie with good acting and an interesting plot. It's set in the future, but it's done in a 1980s style with zines and nerds and gadgets instead of spacemen and phasers. There are chase scenes, lots of chase scenes using planes, trains, and automobiles, and fiery explosions that can level a city block. Glenn Powell is wonderful in lead role, appealing and heroic. The movie paints him like a Luigi Mangione fighting the corporate supervillain played by a slimy Josh Brolin. Director Edgar Wright, who brought us movies like Toronto's Greatest, Scott Pilgrim vs. the Universe, keeps it funny and geeky. He even casts Michael Cera as a revolutionary. The Running Man is a lot of fun to watch. I like this movie. Left-Handed Girl, co-written and directed by Shi Ching Tso. It's Taipei's night market, and a small family is moving into a tiny apartment nearby. Yi Jing, played by Nina Ye, a little girl with a wild imagination. Yan, played by Shi Yan Ma, a diffident teenager with a chip on her shoulder. And their hard-working mom, played by Janelle Tsai. She's opening up a noodle stall to pay their basic rent check. Dad is nowhere to be seen. He ran off years ago, leaving the family high and dry. Yi Jing quickly adjusts to her new kindergarten class and life in the constantly moving marketplace. She even helps Johnny, played by Brandon Huang, a huckster with a heart of gold who sells carnival junk to unsuspecting shoppers, by making announcements on his loudspeakers. Mom is constantly busy cooking and cleaning her stall, but she can't seem to earn a living. She also has to take time off to visit her ex-husband, now dying of cancer, in hospital. Sadly, he dies, leaving his abandoned family with nothing but funeral debts and a pet meerkat. And Ian, who was once top of her class in high school until she suddenly dropped out, works as a scantily clad betel nut beauty, selling smokes and the addictive chewing treat from her boyfriend's shop. But things get tense when the kid's mom is forced to visit their grandparents to ask for some money to tide them over. Mom's brother is the golden boy, you can do no wrong, and her two sisters both live in nice suburban houses and are unsympathetic about her economic condition. And worst of all is Grandpa, who scolds Yi Jing for being left-handed. He tells her that her left hand belongs to the devil, which she interprets as having an evil devil hand over which she has no control. Okay, so Grandma now turns out she's smuggling migrants through airports. Mom faces an eviction from the marketplace. Ian missed her last period. And tiny Yi Jing is turning into an avid shoplifter using her devil's hand to do the dirty work. Can this dysfunctional family ever pull itself back together again? Left-Handed Girl is a social dramatic comedy about a family of women living on the brink. It's tender, shocking, and hilarious. It's full of fast, clangy music, flashy lights, and hypersaturated color. It's specifically Taiwanese in its details, from bubble tea to class snobbery, but universal in its emotional appeal. And it's co-written and edited by Sean Baker, who he swept the Oscars last year with Anora. The characters speak Chinese, but it's clearly a Sean Baker movie full of imperfect women in precarious times. And it's Taiwanese American director Shi Ching-tso. The Taiwanese American director Shi Ching-tso worked on all of Baker's films in the past, so this is part of a long-term partnership, with her taking the helm this time. And it's also Taiwan's selection for Best International Oscar. I love Left-Handed Girl, too. Sentimental Value, opening this weekend, and Left-Handed Girl, next weekend, both played at TIFF, and The Running Man is now playing across Canada. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.